unsurpassable sins within it are found. The defining traits as well as the ground at all times. Definitive verification as well as awareness. The recollection as well as becoming immersed in its very being comprising this approach. The defining traits in brief are just as they are. The ground consists in the whole of phenomena, and all the sutra collections of perfect speech, definitive verification applying to this, comprised of appropriate mental cultivation based on the sutra collections of Mahayana, embraces the path of application in full awareness because authentic view is attained. Is suchness attained in a fashion wholly direct through the path of vision, a path on which is seen what it is, experience is at all, the recollection applied to the meaning seen. Through awareness is called the path of meditation, comprised of all factors inducing enlightenment, whose point it is to purge away the stains relating to this through immersion into its being. Suchness, when rendered free of any stain, then all appears uniquely as suchness itself. This is transformation accomplished as well, the approach to thorough transformation of state. By way of 10 points is unsurpassable. It's the essence, ingredients, individuals, distinction as well as prerequisites and the ground, the mental cultivation and application. The defects and assets constitute this approach. In this regard, the approach in terms of the essence applies to the stains which are adventitious stains, without the suchness being in evidence. And in order for it to manifest, suchness itself is that in which there is no stain to be found. There is no stain to be
found.
Tsum san je dan je je ngu wo ri dan jeng gu ru jom je chab da Tsum me bar den dan be je be do de ma me fa za je je su Je wa ne je rab dam je dan ra wa me bar je su zung du Nam da zo chab zir je za je de ding je ba me re leng ge be Shiram Nidhan Nave Chukun Sara Tum Chodun Khen Chobla Sangsa Rukhan Chise Songwa Pachin Lu Sambu Chube Chuche Yingan Tam Yarve Yabdo Chorchan Charse Sora Mabe Singe Tumi Lo Chuto Rukhan Sangwa Mendo Dambe Su Rim Nilan Che Lohar Chama Dechen Kuchin Trewa Dernse Pa Yungchen Lama Chupra Che La Like don lo don de ge rom da da me ge non ro wa gan je dro ge ju zam ba tam je ge do da ge ju dong do no la so tan ro ba nam kan ta tan ya bi sim je tam je ju dong do zo ba san je ju kon ba ro bo ju du bar sa de yi che do tam bi ju le tu sang gong sum ju zum bar je wo nya ba sam ba san ju ju do to je bo ngo do tang de sem bar ju
For the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as the sky is limitless in extent, it is necessary to accomplish the precious level of complete Buddhahood. And in order to do this, we reflect, listen, reflect, and meditate on genuine teachings. And through the effort put forth, one is able to reach the goal. So with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the precious mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
Mm.
If anyone didn't get papers, there are some behind the pillar. He said he couldn't hear.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Neba tune de barkebala Dom gen dorten batang, Dom de ton de barkebatang, Tab Satinir.
So we've arrived at the expanded explanation of the nature of phenomena, and in that connection there is a brief presentation of the key notes and an expanded explanation of the meaning of each of the key notes. So the root text for this this brief presentation is as follows. The approach to phenomena's nature by way of 6 points is unsurpassable, since within it are found the defining traits as well as the ground at all times, definitive verification as well as awareness, the recollection as well as becoming immersed in its very being, comprising this approach. The approach to the nature of phenomena involving these 6 points, or by way of these 6 points, is unsurpassable, because in understanding or comprehending the these 6 points, the meaning of these 6 points, one will easily be able to integrate or comprehend all of the factors of refinement without exception. So if one asks what these 6 points are, then they are explained as follows. One has to know the defining traits of the nature of phenomena, as well as what constitutes the base or ground for the arising of these. Further, one must know that which constitutes the base or ground at all times for the focal object, which is the nature of phenomena. So what constitutes the ground for the for being able to focus on or direct one's attention towards the nature of phenomena? What is it that constitutes the definitive verification or the precise investigation of this nature of phenomena? The direct encounter of the reality or meaning of the nature of phenomena, as well as the recollection again and again of that meaning which has been encountered, and finally the immersion into the very being of this nature of phenomena. So the complete immersion or full accomplishment, the perfect accomplishment of the very being of the nature of phenomena. So these are the six points comprising this approach.
Nipa dom je dong ye chubu de sosor ye bala dangbo chini ye bane chini don ne je da yin
So then the first point of these that is explained is the are the defining traits which are presented in the root text in this brief form. The defining traits in brief are just as they are.
Chunyi namzanga chenyi de kangxia na gongdun doru dute dordenji kapsu chunyi jin chenyi ten yorwa doru dute tenpa kapsu te yinyi zonwa su yedang tarwa zonwa tang tarwa zimba lindeba gyoza lindeba gyozi lindeba re tuanda zongzenyi lindeba gyoza gyozi lindeba re Zoma so yedan tawar ne temba jetawar hibar sao.
Doru de...
Kongdon dorten jikab.
Ora so.
Pejo mebe.
So then this is explained, this very cryptic statement from the root text is explained in the commentary as follows. So the defining traits or the defining characteristics of the state of complete refinement, which is the nature of phenomena, are as they have been presented briefly above. So we had in the previous section the treatment of the definition or the defining characteristics of the nature of phenomena in terms of four properties, namely that it was beyond, that there was no distinction involved between perceived and perceiver, or between that which is to be expressed and that through which it is expressed. So these four aspects constitute the defining trait of the nature of phenomena.
Tindorten je kapso yen chunyi tseni ne zonwa tang ne zemba tang. Jyobar sa tang jyobar si chime te yinye yinu ki tenpare.
So we had this verse earlier on, which said, furthermore, the defining characteristics of the nature of phenomena are that the suchness, within the suchness there is no distinction between what is perceived in a perceiver, what is expressed, and that through which it is expressed.
Ta tenda do na chuni jin seni zungzin ni len de hin jeza jezi le len de pe te yin ni chuni jin seni.
So then in brief, the nature of phenomena or suchness is defined as that which transcends the duality of perceived and perceiver, and as well as transcending the duality of a subject matter or something being expressed, and terminology or that through which it is expressed.
Tene chapa tena zungzen ni len de yin geza geji len de pe te yin ni na chini yin be chap chini yin zungzen ni len de yin geza geji len de pe te yin ni be chap chini ma yin na zungzen ni len de yin geza geji len de pe te yin ni ma yin be chap te yin ni ma yin na zungzen ni len de yin geza geji len de pe.
So there are what are called the four doors of pervasion, which is a way of analyzing a definition. And so one could, in terms of these four doors, present this definition as follows. If there is the case in which there is transcendence of perceived and perceiver, and that which is expressed and that through which it is expressed, this is the nature of phenomena. And where one has the nature of phenomena, it follows that there is transcendence of what is perceived and a perceiver, and what is signified and a signifier. And then the next set would be, well, in English it sounds the same. No, sorry. The next set would be there where there is no transcendence of perceived and perceiver and signified and signifier, there one does not find the nature of phenomena. And when one is in the situation of not finding the nature of phenomena, then one will also not find the transcendence of perceived and perceiver, signified and signifier.
Te chapa chapa ye de zina kare chuni yinba tang kare chuni ma yinba sarpo hako gre te che dure.
So through applying this technique, one can very precisely state what the nature of phenomena is as well as what it is not. So, for example, this flower is not the suchness because it's something that's perceived. In understanding this way, one can immediately get the point.
Tene telo pe chang zung zeng koin len de na ta ba jar po yin song re. Ta ba chun yin ta tok pa te zung zeng yi len de ba yin pa jun zeng ji zung zeng koin len de na ta ba jar po yin song pa re. Zung wa tang zung ba koin len de na zung zeng koin len de na ta ba jar po yin song pa re telo pe chang.
So Tilapa has said that the transcendence of perceived and perceiver is the king of all views. Since it is exactly this transcendence of perceived and perceiver which constitutes the very nature, the ultimate nature of phenomena, to transcend, so in terms of one's outlook or view, to achieve the transcendence of perceived and perceiver is the king of views.
uh,
And the opposite of that is not the king of
youth.
So if one is involved in the appearance or if one experiences the arisal of perceived and perceiver, one is not one does not realize the nature of phenomena.
Tene malare pe chan zungzin tarba na jor de songbare zungzin dang tarba tawa zungzin len de pe ton taw pe na jor pa nga de bo yu songbare zungzin tarba na jor de songbare.
So Milarepa has expressed this in terms of the well-being of a yogi. He says the or a well-being or a good state of health. So the well-being of a yogi is to be free of perceived and perceiver.
Zungzhen la ten de nyumong da donga song wa Zungzhen la ten de Zungzhen ni la ten de nyumong da donga song wa yinba se na Tene Zungzhen len de ba ta wa to na Tene namjur pa nangi xe wa ta wu.
So since it is this appearance of perceived and perceiver on the basis of which suffering and disturbed states of mind or afflicted states arise, then if one realizes the transcendence of perceived and perceiver, then one will have achieved that inner happiness which constitutes the well-being of yogic insight. So one could also briefly state the definition of the nature of phenomena as being that which transcends the intellect, and this is also equivalent to the emptiness. So one could define the emptiness as being that which transcends the intellect. So Shantideva in the Bodhicharyavatara has expressed this as that which transcends the intellect is the genuine reality, and that which is perceived by intellect is relative. So since What is ultimate, or the what pertains to the nature of phenomena, transcends the intellectual process, and what comes under the domain of the intellectual process is normally in terms of appearance. So what appears to the intellect is normally defined as existing. For example, if a flower appears, or flower, any sort of an object which can appear to the intellect is defined as being an existent thing, nor in normal conventional terms. What does not appear to the intellect conventionally speaking, is defined as not existing, but should be understood that in referring to the ultimate level, it is what completely transcends the intellectual process and does not have this relativity of existence on one side or non-existence on the other, independence of what appears or does not appear to a perceiving mind.
Tedan tumbar malare pechang lo lende na thar thok la sumbare. Lo nam thok yo lende na tundan tumbar thar thok pare sumbare. Lo lende na thar thok la. Lo nam thok yo lende ba ino tundan thar thok re sumbare.
So Milarepa has expressed the same meaning in a verse in which he said that what does not serve as an object of the intellect is the ultimate, referring to the same thing, that the genuine reality is not something which functions as an object perceived by an intellectual faculty. Anything that functions in that way is relative, and the genuine reality transcends the domain of the intellectual process.
Tatsava sache nyepa chunyi je ne tere. Ne ne chunam. Ne ne chunam tam je dang son ram do de tam je do chi sa vasa.
So the root text then for the next point, which is the ground. So what is the ground for the nature of phenomena? The ground consists in the whole of phenomena and all the sutra collections of perfect speech.
Ne hibeton te chunyi tongba nye te ye kang la ten to gre. Juzi karal la ten to gre sa na ye kang la ten to pa tang ye kang la ten to pa tang juzi kang la ten to pa de ten bare. Ye kang la ten to pa te ne ne juza kang ne te jyoza re, jyoza kunzan ki dupe, kunzan koin shibe, koin nyomomba tan san shibe namzan re, jyoza koin nyomomba tan namzan ki dupe, hizi chu tamche chunye ji ne re, hizi chu tamche chunye ji yam ne re, jyozi je wang du se na, jyozi tse ke wang du se na, Jyuzi sonrab yinla chonyi ji dupe. Sanji ji song tene donna sonrab yinla chonyi su dupe. Desin chonyi dupe. Jyuzi sonrab yinla chonyi ji dupe. Dote tamche yinpan doto. Jyuzi koyne nyumon bata namzang dupe chu tamche chunyi ji yam nere. Koyne nyumon bata namzang chu tamche tamje jetar tong ba chor hi go re chuni hi go re ju ji je wang de se na de ne san je ji song ba son son rab yin la chuni son rab do de tamje chuni ji ne re son rab do de la te de chuni ji tong re be to go re ho ya
de ne ju za chuni ji ne Jyuzha chuni ji ne ji dun na kere sabu haku maso.
Jyuzha te so tene zungze nye ji tong sor haku gura. Goyne nyung mong batang namzang ke chu te so zungze nye ji tong sor. Jyuzha jyuzha tong tambar jyuzha zungze nye ji tong bat sor. Jyuzha jyuzhi le tong bat sor hi gura wa. Goyne nyung mong batang namzang ke chu tam je tong bat nire. Kunyonta namzanga chu tamche tongba nyi be sena tene kunyonta namzanga chu tamche chunye ji yam ne re
o tong sun ti kap su e tong tongba ni ji su
re re re
o na
ko ni nyu mo ba ta namzanga chu tamche tongba nyi re ba
o re
je ji tene sonam do de le ti de to go re
o na
sonam do de tamche chunye sonam do de tamche le ti de te chunye to go
So then the ground is defined in terms of these two aspects, namely that which is signified and the signifier, that which is given expression to, and that through which one expresses it. So the first of these, that which is signified, refers to the whole of phenomena, which are the objects to be known. They constitute what is to be known, or they constitute the domain of objects of knowledge, and these comprise two poles. On the one hand, completely afflicted phenomena, or those phenomena accompanying afflicted, completely afflicted states, and on the other hand, the phenomena of refinement, or those phenomena accompanying completely refined states. Both of the poles of phenomena, whether looking at it in the negative or positive sense, serve as the base or the ground for the nature of phenomena, in the sense that any phenomena, whether it be that associated with affliction or with refinement, is in its essence empty. Given any phenomena, its nature is emptiness. And therefore the phenomena itself is serving as the base for the emptiness, or the ground for that emptiness. So that's the one side of it, referring to phenomena, and the other side is referring to the perfect speech of the Buddhas, which through which the emptiness is expressed, or through which the nature of phenomena is expressed in all of the sutra collections comprising the 12 branches of perfect speech.
Kunzang ge kone nyomo ba da namzang ge chu tam je la thani do kunzo do landor la so pe chorta kunzo do landor chorgin se ba ta landor chorgin se ba la tin de be chuni gin di tu chuni ji tong tong le ton tam par me me par ton tam par me pa me par tin la pa pa le me pa me par tin la pa pa zung zeng le de par tin la pa pa le Nyande topa sertang. Serna chu tamche chuni jinere. Jyuzi sonrabla, sanje ji sonpa sonrabla, tupa tang sanbe tangbo tu, tene tupa tongla chorgin samte te son cho na sambare. Tu samje hyokpa le, tu samje hyokpa le, lan drupchor lama mongpan jurba sero. Lan drop chor la mamong bar, tonyi gom chor la mamong bar jiru sero.
So, why is this? Why is the ground of the nature of phenomena defined in these terms? It is because through, so on a relative or conventional level, all phenomena, whether those of afflicted states or refined states, provide the opportunity for gaining solid grounding in an understanding of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. So through the various levels of what is to be rejected in terms of afflicted states of mind and what is to be adopted in terms of refined states of mind, one gradually approaches the nature of phenomena. Then through gaining solid grounding in an understanding of the genuine reality, one understands that level on which there is nothing functioning as a phenomenon on which to be focused. So the conventional level of this is the gradual adopting and rejecting of afflicted or refined phenomena. The ultimate level is gaining certainty with respect to the emptiness of perceived and perceiver, in which there is no existing object of focus. And this is the attainment. This is the attainment of nirvana. So that is the sense in which all phenomena serve as the ground for the nature of phenomena. And in what sense does the perfect speech of the Buddhas serve as the ground? It is because through engaging in listening and reflecting on the perfect speech, that one gains freedom from the darkness or misunderstanding regarding the way of accomplishing the emptiness. So first, in respect to the teachings, then first one listens to them again and again to the various levels, and then through reflecting repeatedly on the meaning as heard, then one is able to eliminate the doubts, and in that way then come to eliminate any misunderstanding with regard to how to actually accomplish the emptiness, which is the nature of phenomena.
Tene chu tam je chunye je ne yin no tene meto de de je meto de chunye je ne yin pe jom chen kar ra sa no ti jom chen te kun zop to de je meto de ju chen te de cho ta je na wa malam ta bo nang zang de hi ba dang nang zang de yang jur ba ran yin ma ta ba Hina, tene rembe chunye tongba nyeje tongla jukre.
So then this means that something like this flower serves as the ground for the realization of the nature of phenomena. So in what sense can we say that? It is that this flower itself, what is it? It is a phenomena which is a mere appearance due to the collection of causes and conditions, and this mere appearance arising through causes and conditions is changeable in its makeup, and through understanding the impermanence of the appearance, then one can come to understand the empty nature of the appearance.
Tene ton tambar mato te kunzop do zungzin ni nango yere ton tambar malang je meto yendo zungzin ni lende ba zungzin ni je tongbare zungzin ni je tongbe tene zungzin ni je tongbe The yin yi de chunyi re di se na me to de yang chunyi jine re. Tung tambar malam je me to yin do zungze nyi je tongba re. Zungze nyi je tongba de yin yi. De yin yi de kona nyi de atong nyi je tigrawa. De yin yi am de kona nyi de chunyi yi ba se na
So, the previous explanation was referring to the conventional way in which the flower serves as the basis for the nature. In terms of the genuine reality or the ultimate way in which it serves as the basis for the nature, is that just as a flower appearing in a dream is free of the duality of perceived and perceiver, so also the nature of this flower is free of this duality, and therefore is the this freedom from the duality of perceived and perceiver is what is the what constitutes the suchness or the actual nature.
Tene sonrab la sonrab nam chuni ji ne yin cho kar re sa na sonrab de san ji ji song re sonrab la thusam ji kyo pa le hore tan de la ta jur ko na chu tham che chu jin chu tham che chu jin chuni ji ne yin bi jun sin yo te ta ni do lan dor lan dor la so ba chor ki chor yin do Shukpe chunyi lan yukpa tang. Tung tambar mamek pa ten la pape nyangin lan daba tupase. Chunyi nyangin lan daba tupase. Tajor. Take so on.
Take so.
Oh yeah.
So then we can present this in a syllogistic form. Given all phenomena, there is a reason for calling them there is a reason for saying that they constitute the ground for the nature of phenomena because on a conventional level it is through the proper way of relating to them in terms of understanding which phenomena are to be rejected and which to be adopted on a conventional level that one approaches the understanding of the emptiness and then on the ultimate level and on the ultimate level through gaining a solid grounding in the understanding of there being nothing on which to focus then one meditates in this way, one meditates in correspondence with that, and in this way attains nirvana.
Sona bla tusam ji kyokpa le la drupchor la mamo ban jurbe sero. Sona te sona dode na chini jine be jumsin karasa na Sonram dode nam la tupa tan sambe tsorgi kyokpa la tente la drop tsor la mamon ban jorvasir.
So then, in what sense do the teachings of the texts provide the ground for the nature of phenomena? They do so because through a proper engagement in listening to and reflecting on the meaning presented in the sutra collections, one becomes free of ignorance with respect to how to accomplish nirvana.
Tene tajur ko na sonram dode nam chujin, chuni jine yinbe jumsen yote Sonrab la tusam je tsorgin hyokpa le lan gomchor chuni lan gomchor la mamong bar jurvise. Lan ji lan gomchor nyamso lenchor la mongba mena tene chuni ngondun jubre. Drupchor ram gomchor norna tene chuni ngondun jurto kumare.
So given the collection of texts containing the perfect speech, there is a reason for referring to these as constituting the ground for the nature of phenomena, because it is through the proper listening and reflecting on them that one becomes free of ignorance with respect to how to practice the path. And in practicing the path correctly, then one realizes the nature of phenomena. Whereas if one does not practice the path correctly, then one would not be able to actualize the nature of phenomena or the understanding of the nature of phenomena. Or, yeah, if one does not practice the path correctly, the nature of phenomena will not become directly evident. It will not manifest.
That's it, do you know? Gyoza kunyo chunam kun nandong yinmi yinbise chunyi jine nesundu. Gyoza kunyo chunam kun. Kunyo se jidha kusunga, kunyi nyomu bada namza. Gyoza kunyo chunam kun nandong yinmi yinbise chunyi jine nesundu. Nesundu se jidha neri.
Chunam kunyo.
Gyoza kunyo chunam kun. Nādāṁ yēnmī yīmbā sērī jīmsīn rāvā. Jyōzā kūnyū chūnāṁ kūnyū chūjīn rī. Nādāṁ yēnmī yīmbā sērī tēncīk rī. Chūnyī jīnā nēsīn tū dūzā rī. Tī sēnā chūnyī jīnā rī.
Jyōzā kūnyū chūnāṁ kūn?
Nādāṁ yēnmī yīmbā sērī. Chūnyī jīnā nēsīn tū. Jyoza kunyo nyomong bada namzanga chunam chunyi jine yinpe jimtsin karasa na nandong yinu yinpe se. Kanga nandong yinu yinpe.
So, given all of the phenomena, all of the phenomena which are the subject matter to be expressed, in terms of completely afflicted or refined states, since they are appearance and emptiness, they constitute the ground for the nature of phenomena.
Oh yeah. To some tsorgin seba na. Gomsor momba mebeser sonram dode tamje jang chuni jine nesundu.
Sonram tamje?
Tene chuni jine re.
Re.
Tambo tenze khe songa tusan chorgin seba na gomsor momba mebeser. Tupa da samba chorgin de se na chuni gomsor la momba meba yungre. Ti se na sonram dode tamje chuni jine re. Tusan tsorgin seba na gomtsor mumba mebe ser sonram dode tamje ne chunyi jine ne sundu.
So, if one properly performs the listening and reflecting on the teachings, since one will become free of ignorance regarding the accomplishment of the path or the practice of the path, texts containing the sacred speech constitute the grounds for the nature of phenomena.
Ti dokso tsa maze na chini gomso le mungre. Tene chini mande jotukma.
The opposite of that would be the case that if one does not properly listen and reflect on the teachings, then one will not get free of the ignorance, that is to say, one will be ignorant as to how to accomplish the nature of phenomena. So then the next point in the root text then is the definitive verification which says definitive verification applying to this comprised of appropriate mental cultivation based on the sutra collections of Mahayana embraces the path of application in full.
Ton tela se ton te karasena chuni re chuni je ton te lange par je pa ki sawa ninji se je te jolan se yore nge par je pa ki sawa ne thikpa chempin do de ye gondon la tembe thikpa chempin do de gondon la tembe do de la tembe thikpa chempin do de le chetar he pa yin do gomna thikpa chempin do de gondon la tembe Sorgin yila seba re. Sorgin yila seba se jete, Sorgin yila seba, Manurvar yila seba, Nontor tantrava yila sebe, sebe dupe jolan tamche do. Sorgin yila sebe dupe jolan tamche la he do. Tikpa chenpun do de la tembe, Sorgin yila sebe jolan tamche la niji yila sebe. Oh yeah.
So then this term, complete definitive verification, could also be called precise investigation. So the definitive verification or investigation of this meaning, that is to say the meaning of the nature of phenomena, is synonymous with the path of application. So this term, definitive verification, is a term used synonymously with that phase of development called the path of application. Based on the intended meaning of the sutra collections of the Mahayana, there is proper mental cultivation. Through relying on the texts, through relying on the Mahayana texts, basing one's understanding directly on the meaning as presented within the collection of Mahayana texts, one cultivates one's mind in the proper way. That is to say, through relying on the text, one's mental cultivation will be free of mistakes and delusions. It is this kind of mental cultivation which is explained as constituting the entire path of application. So this process of precise investigation or the definitive verification of the meaning of the sutras constitutes the entire path of application.
Jisar ninji sa nyam nam. Jolan la ninji ki jo gubi jumsen kanyi samna. Chujur to tikpa chimbu Tene cholam tan jolam to dodi tongin, dodi le ketar songbe tongin, hirab somji, tupe hirab, sambe hirab, gombe hirab somji, yeila sepe na, yeila sepa latin de, chunye je tongi paranje bam, chunye je tongi paranje bam, musimba latike jisau, chunye je tong musimba la, tene ni paranje bam.
Then the next statement in the root text is further clarifying this. So what's the reason for calling this definitive verification? And that is because so it is called this because the development through which one is going on this stage involves the identification, the precise identification or definitive verification of the reality or meaning of the nature of phenomena. And how is this done? It is done through a mental cultivation using the three types of analytical knowledge in accordance with the meaning of the sutras studied on the path of accumulation and the path of application. So the three types of analytical knowledge are the analytical knowledge arising through listening, the knowledge arising through reflection, and the knowledge arising through meditation. So the mental cultivation engaged in here is using all three of these and using them in accordance with the teachings as given on the path of the path of accumulation, which is the beginning path, and the path of application, which is the second phase. Even though mental cultivation here relates to the teachings given on both of these two first paths, the term itself, definitive verification, applies only to the second of them, the path of application.
Tene jolang je kap so chunye ngo som to topa mare chunye zongze ni je tong ba chunye la ngi hi tembo che pare ngi hi tembo che si je te te zong me pare zongze ni je tong ba yin na ma yin sam be te zong che ya yo mare tene ngi hi che pare te zong che ba kap so ngi hi che yo mare.
So on this second path called the path of application, which is the second step of development, meaning the meaning of the nature of phenomena is not realized directly. The reality, which is beyond perceived and perceiver, is not encountered directly on this second stage of development. What has to be done at this stage is to gain definitive knowledge or certainty or conviction regarding the nature of phenomena. On this stage, then one gradually eliminates the various types of doubts. Is the nature of phenomena this or is it not this? And so on, all of these sorts of this sort of unclarity as to what the nature of phenomena is eliminated. And having eliminated that through the mental cultivation using the three types of knowledge based on the text, then one arrives at conviction regarding the ultimate meaning.
Nihi te ta yi chi tembo yo padare. Nihi tan te zon nyin gardare. Nihi tembo yo na te zon che si gamare. Te zon yo pa kapsu nihi tembo che yo mare. Te nihi tan te zon nyin garwa yimbis.
So, stable conviction is precisely the opposite of doubt. Where there is stable conviction, it's impossible for doubt to arise. And where there are doubts, it's a sign that the this stable conviction has not yet arisen. So to put this in a logical format, then given stable conviction and doubt, these are each other's opposites, because if the stable conviction is present, it's not possible for the doubts to arise, and if the doubts are present, it's not possible for the stable conviction to arise. So on this path of application, then what one has Jolamla ngishi tempo chegire.
Mema Jolamla mare tongnila. Tongnila ngishi tempo chew. Jolamji kapso.
Jolamji kapso.
Tongnila ngishi tempo yore.
Yore.
Yore yore. Jolampala. Kani sena te tong ya mare. Gomba kapso ngishi ngishi je join kombare. Tongni tongji tsor do kombare. Tongni ngonsom do to yo mare. Tony, the number, lolly caravate. Tony, monson, domato, pacapso, Tony, the number, lolly caravate. Tell her to injure cigarette. To injure cigarette, Tony, than Dravoti, lolly caravate. Tony, than Dravo, lolly caravate, Ted and Tony, ni, kick the king in the gombre. That goes on.
Then Jolam comes to a cup knee, your bay, Dungpo, Nishi Temple, Chigirate, then he. Chini ji den tong ming chik to dipan.
Tonye je ming, tonye je tonye tan tonye ni chik to hi na gombare.
Tonye ji den chi tong
tonye tong chini ngoma ni chik to hi na gombare.
Chik to hi. All right.
Tonda tonye la nyambar yabare.
So then what is taking place on the path of application is first the giving rise to or engendering this certain conviction or stable conviction with regard to the emptiness and then resting in meditative equipoise in the stream of that stable conviction with regard to the emptiness. And this is a type of meditation which is conceptual at this stage. Concepts are involved in the meditation on emptiness itself at this stage. It's a conceptual perception of the emptiness in the sense that the emptiness does not appear directly to the meditator. It is the what is called general meaning of the emptiness or the abstract meaning of the emptiness, which is a concept of emptiness, which is being taken as being the emptiness. So the idea of emptiness is taken to be the emptiness, and then one rests in that. And this Rinpoche called conceptual meditation, but nevertheless good meditation. And good in what sense? Good in the sense that through doing this type of meditation, then one gradually comes to the direct encounter with the empty, the real emptiness.
Tanda jolang jikap ju gonde jolang jikap su tonyi ngoy som to to yo mare ngoy som ju gom yo mare jipa ge gomre jipa ge jyen gomare.
So since the emptiness does not appear directly on this path of application, then the meditation done here is not a direct meditation. It is called inferential meditation or deductive meditation, in whose stream one rests.
Rekpa yanda ta top ser thombe lan chi ngon som je chod de te yin ni top chen nya su nyong ka yin ba.
So the root text for the next point reads awareness because authentic view is attained is suchness attained in a fashion wholly direct through the path of vision, a path on which is seen what it is experience is at all.
Yepa rikpa ki saban ne yurchin khirab je chin ne yurchin khirab je me ki sare chin se je me ki che sare yurchin khirab je me ki yurchin khirab je chin ne jiktin le de pe yang tak bata ba to pe se thanda khirab je me ki yang tak bata ban thong re se ta khirab je chin ne jik tin len de pe yang ta pata wa thop se yang ta pata wa ngon tu chur pe se thong lam ji thoin che cham ma yin ba ma ma jolan ji kap su thoin che cham ra ba thoin che gom ba ta thong lam ji kap su thoin che cham ma yin ba nyam ya do nyam ba nyam ya do chuni ji nyam ya do ngon som ji chor do tene nyam ja do chuni ji do ngon som do do bar ngon som ji chor do yor chuni te yin ni tong ba ni thong bang ge te me ta pa thong thong bang ge te me ta pa ngon do thop che ngon do thop sin de ka so thop thop che ye re ngon do thop pa ngon som do chur be ten da re ji thop do yang ta be ta be nyam su nyong kang ye pa wo nyam ja do ngon som do to jithop to yang ta pata be nya su nyu wa jithop to tene yang ta pata ba ta be nyam ja dong ngon som to tok pa la tin de jithop to yang ta pata be nya su nyu wa.
So then the root text says that which is called awareness So that which is called awareness is that name is used because because what is attained here is the authentic view. The authentic view which transcends the world through the vision of analytical knowledge as the percipient. So what is being defined as awareness here is first of all that through the eye of knowledge, using the eye of knowledge as the percipient, that which perceives, one attains the authentic outlook or genuine view. And what is the genuine view? That is the view which transcends the world. transcends mundane existence. And this is the direct attainment or direct encounter, which is purified of all of the stains to be relinquished on the path of vision. So it is the direct encounter free of the stains associated with the stains which have to be given up in order for this vision to occur. And the direct attainment, the direct encounter itself, is an encounter with the suchness, which is the object. And this encounter takes place in a direct way in the state of meditative equipoise, which is free of, or which is not a mere abstract idea. So we had explained before that the type of meditation on the suchness done on the path of application is that one has this abstract idea of the emptiness. This is a meditative equipoise in which the emptiness directly appears, not as this abstract idea is not present. And the path on which this is attained is called the path of vision. So, on this path of vision, then, what is it that is seen? First of all, in the state of meditative equipoise, the suchness or nature is seen directly. And then in the post-meditative stage, what is experienced is experienced through the perfect view. So the path of vision then relates to, on the one hand, the direct vision during the state of meditative equipoise, and on the other hand, the vision of what constitutes the experience attained during the post-meditative stage.
Ta tuan da thong lan ji kap so chunyi tong ba nyi ji tong ngon som tu tok ba re.
So then, to put it briefly then, on the path of vision, the meaning of the nature of phenomena is seen directly.
Deyang sem zang tar de se na zung zin nyi ji tong ba te ko na nyi ngon som tu tok ba re.
And,
so if one then defines this path of vision in terms of the Chittamatra or mind-only school, they would define it as being the emptiness, the emptiness of the duality of perceived and perceiver, which is the precise nature seen directly. And in this case, the term precise nature is used because it is the nature which is precisely that. It has no other elements mixed in.
The ne rang tong ta de se na chu tam che je ne lok tong ba ni tru ben ta tam che dan dra wa mo sum de to ba de
chu tam che
je ne lok
chu tam che ji ne lok tru tru pa tam che dan dra wa
tru ben ta tam che da dra wa mo sum de to
so then the same thing would be defined by a Rangtong Majamaka, the self-empty middle pathers, as being the, as being the direct realization of the emptiness, which is the nature of all phenomena, free of fabrication, free of all fabrication.
Tene yin dong da de sen sem de ne lok sa tong yin mi am yin da re pa yin me pa ngon sum do to par yin dong da de sen sem de ne lok sa tong yin mi ji tong ngon sum do to par.
So in terms of the Shenton Majjhamaka, or the empty of other middle pathers, they would define it as being the direct seeing of the nature of the mind, which is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So this direct manifestation of the emptiness is the path of vision, and at the same time also is referred to as the elevated stage, or the Arya Bhumi, the noble level.
Tangapa jis jidin jine kam ne jidin jine kap gomlam re jis temba re pe ne thong thong la gomlam ji sanjuk so je deba te tene tma selu ser ki sa
so. So then the root text for the next stage is as follows: the recollection applied to the meaning seen through awareness is called the path of meditation, comprised of all factors inducing enlightenment, whose point it is to purge away the stains.
Nga ba jizu temba hi sawa ne, ngar so-so rang rikpe ne, ngar mui, so-so rang rikpe yi hi chi, rikpe se se randwa, so-so rang rikpe yi hi chi, chunyi ngon som don, Tong, Gombara Seba, Sanchok Je, Soje, Duba Namla, Tetar Jebate, Gomlam Tene, Gomlam Tene, Gombe Pamara Sabe, Tremanam Servicer Gombao. Chuniji Ton Tong Sena, Jiso Yanan, Gongu Bejumzin Karasena, Gombanga Trema, Jumar Sabe, Che, the Gombare.
So then, what is called recollection means that the meaning which has already been realized or seen directly, that is to say, the meaning of the nature of phenomena which has been seen directly through immanent self-awareness, or through the immanent self-aware original knowledge, or immanent self-aware primordial wisdom, through which the emptiness has directly been seen previously meaning on the previous level. So that meaning which has been seen previously is again meditated on the path of meditation, where one again and again recollects understands through so one recollects and understands again and again the meaning which has already been seen, and this level of development is what is referred to in terms of all of those factors constituting the factors of enlightenment. So this is the path of meditation, which is comprised of the factors of enlightenment and consists in repeated deepening of the understanding attained on the path of vision. And this path of meditation then, what is the reason for having to meditate again and again on a meaning which has already been seen? So if the meaning has already been realized, what's the point of the path of vision? Sorry, the path of meditation. The point is that here one meditates in order to eliminate all of the stains which are to be relinquished through meditation. So the stains to be relinquished through the path of meditation provide the reason for having to go through the path of meditation.
Tene tekpa chenpo la sa chö yabare. Sa chö yabe, sa chö le rakpa wangda se na sa tangpon tonglam na yabare. Tene gomlam sa go yore. Gomlam je kapsu tongpa ni, tongpa ni je tongman somda tongwa te yang ni yang da gombe, tene sa go ye, tokpa kong ni kong dun perte,
So then, in the Mahayana, then there are presented 10 levels of development after achieving realization, which could be roughly presented in terms of the first level constituting the path of vision, and the last 9 constituting the path of meditation. And it is through progressing through the these 10 levels, or it is through progressing through the 9 levels of the path of meditation that one increases the realization gained on the first level, the path of vision, and in going through this gradual progression, then one is able to arrive at complete Buddhahood.
Tene teya nyam jitop to so nam je tsosa, so nam je tso ja chimbusa. Nyam ja to tene chuni je, chuni ngon som to ngon to sembare, chuni tene trepa tan trabe ngang nyam bare ya bare. Nyam ja to, nyam ja to,
So then, So then the description of what is actually taking place on the path of meditation is in has two phases, a post-meditative phase and a phase of meditative equipoise. During the post-meditative phase, then one is resting in a illusion-like samadhi through which one gathers a inconceivably vast collection of merit. And during the stage of meditative equipoise, one is resting in the depths of the emptiness, which is the nature of phenomena previously realized. And one rests in a way which is completely free of any sort of intellectual fabrications, resting in the depths of the clear light. And in this, then, or through this, one then arrives at, one is able to arrive at Buddhahood.
Sachu Sancho Sampa Che Nam Chi Jitab Juma Tavu Tengzin La Ten De Su Na Chok Chin Zog Par Se Ten De Su Na Chok Chin Zog Par Se Jitab Juma Tavu Tengzin La Ten De Su Na Chok Chin Zog Par Se Rikson Rikson Ma Rene Yang Chik La Vai Jitab Juma Jitab Juma Tavu Tengzin La Ten de suena tsokin zokwarse. Jitab jumata with tingin zemina, jitab de suena jetosa tomare. Reva?
Ore.
Nyam yan nam kata with tingin la, ten de ninang tropa jang se ne, zokpasan to remje dobersi.
Lassa.
This one?
This one.
Marina young love. Sabju Sancho Sampa Che Namji Tse Sunga Chuchin. Sabju Sancho Sampa Namji Sanji Kompa Kandesi Dukri Te Tsik Suche Parava.
So Rinpoche has then made a verse illustrating how the 10 levels of Bodhisattva achieve Buddhahood. So the Bodhisattvas on the 10 levels based on the samadhi, the illusion-like samadhi, accumulate vast merit, and based on the so the bodhisattvas on the 10 levels during the post-meditative state, based on the illusion-like samadhi, gather a merit, and during the meditative state, based on absorption into the space-like samadhi, purify the stains of intellectual fabrications, and in this way gradually come to complete Buddhahood. So then that is the brief explanation of the from among these 6 points dealing with the from among these 6 points dealing with the nature of phenomena, the brief explanation of the first 5 has been completed. So now we'll sing the root So now we'll sing it. So we don't sing the whole thing, but that will be clear. The approach to phenomena's nature by way of 6 points is unsurpassable, since within it are found the defining traits as well as the ground at all times, definitive verification as well as awareness. the recollection as well as becoming immersed in its very being comprising this approach. The defining traits in brief are just as they are. The ground consists in the whole of phenomena, and all the sutra collections of perfect speech, definitive verification applying to this, comprised of appropriate mental cultivation based on the sutra collections of Mahayana, embraces the path of application in full awareness, because authentic view is attained, is suchness attained in a fashion wholly direct through the path of vision, a path on which is seen what it is, experience is at all, the recollection applied to the meaning seen. Through awareness is called the path of meditation, comprised of all factors inducing enlightenment, whose point it is to purge away the stains.